Adventure. Exploration. Intrigue. These are but a few of the things a Pathfinder seeks. From the far-flung corners of Galarian, in exotic locations, dangerous dungeons, and unearthed tombs, legends will be born. These are the tales of the Glass Cannon Pathfinder Society. Welcome to Disorganized Play.
Here we are, back again. Episode 2, continuing the Consortium Compact by Mike Kimmel. And we are joined once again by Ari Rubin, our good friend. Once again, as if you left and came back.
You didn't leave.
He didn't leave your apartment?
Sadly, Matthew's gone.
No, we are back and continuing an adventure that has so far consisted of some really interesting, well-thought-out planning, and then some hectic replanning.
Defined Pathfinder.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Dwight Eisenhower once said, planning is essential, plans are useless.
Didn't I like say that on the GCP at some point?
Did you?
A high schooler said to me once, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. Oh.
Did you just try to take credit for a Dwight Eisenhower quote?
No, that would be Dwight Eisenhower.
It sounded like you said, I think I said that. Not Ike.
I was in charge of Allied forces in World War II. That was me.
That was me. Supreme Allied Commander, Dwight D. Eisenhower. I have been him this whole time. You guys didn't realize this about me?
I thought you were taller.
Yeah, I know. You don't look anything.
Shut up.
I was wondering why you had a ghost Secret Service detail.
It's like that episode of The Office.
I had to call Mamie all the time.
It's that episode of The Office where Michael Scott has something on a blackboard behind him. It's like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky. And then after that it says, Michael Scott. Or Michael Jordan, whoever that was.
So the our new gathering of Pathfinder heroes have met. Well, you know, soon to be, I would hope, one day, possibly.
Could happen.
But they have met and started their first mission, and there was some interesting teamwork going on there. I found, Skid, what's your character's name?
Jane. Lowe.
How could I forget Jane?
It's so complicated.
It's so yeah, Jane Doe. Not at all.
Jane Lowe.
There is a simple mnemonic device you can use.
Jane seems not that into anyone that she's working with so far. She disapproves? Is that
well, what? I think, she's just like, you know, she's kind of like, fuck everything, Rovagug rules, hail Rovagug.
Holy moly.
But
what, is she neutral aligned? Because she can't be
she's
evil.
She's chaotic neutral.
Okay.
But,
and he's chaotic evil?
Oh, yeah. Like, Rovagug is the rough beast. Like, he's the worst god of them all.
And he's like, he, like, is basically the one that creates the heat in the center of the earth, right?
Yeah, he's trapped. That's what Galarian is a prison for Rovagug.
So is she like, a death metal?
Who?
It was a Sarenrae, right?
Sarenrae.
Yeah.
Sarenrae trapped him there.
So is she like a death metal enthusiast?
She's just so punk rock that she's like, yeah, hail Rovagug. She's not religious.
She's like, hail Satan.
But she was pretty pumped that, you know, she's not really into anybody, but she was pretty pumped that we were successful.
Yeah.
So she was just like, yeah, all right. That's fucking awesome.
I love that she's kind of like a loose cannon. Like, she had a job to do, but she was trying her best, but couldn't quite pull it together. It was really, from the lantern throw, I was like, oh boy, she got a loose cannon.
She's really excitable. She's very excitable. And she's still all the time, she's like, she's like drumming all the time.
She's reminding me as if Aubrey Plaza on 30 Rock started huffing glue.
She was on 30 Rock?
No, Parks and Rec. NBC comedies.
Oh, yes.
Aubrey Plaza on Seinfeld is what I meant to say.
Oh, right. Yes.
Anyway, you have, as far as you know, disrupted the meeting in some fashion. The agents did meet together. They did sit for a few minutes, but they were not able to have a leisurely discussion, whatever that discussion may entail, and you are under the assumption Troy has covered his face with Will Arnett's face to remind us that he plays Randolph the Great. Hold on a second. Don't move. He's got a leg.
There we go.
There we go. Like the guy in the $3,000 suit. I love the guy.
Joe is just zoomed in the picture, so it's to scale.
So it's human head
size.
It is
kind of weird. It's kind of weird to look at. It's funny because Troy's character in our first ever game together was a sorcerer, and I always thought that we didn't really do casting back then, but that's I always thought he should have been Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Sure, so, I didn't think about that.
It would have been good.
Ron Powerhouse. Oh, I miss Ron Powerhouse.
Those were the days.
That bare chest beauty.
Oh, didn't he walk around without a shirt?
Yeah, right, he was always shirtless.
Cloak of resistance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just a cloak of resistance.
And a loincloth. So the meeting, as far as you know, is broken up, and then you are able to leave. Tishpak, Zababa, Bing Bang.
Abzu Shamash. Almost have it.
Abzu Shamash.
I need someone to know how to say my name.
Is seen escorting Mezia down the street as if she's a prisoner, and then once you guys get far away, you just kind of giggle and run down another street.
And I'm like, can you believe I said of the crown?
And you all had discussed previously on the boat that you were eyeing task number 3 that Magali Del Roya had given you, which was to find a sample of this drug, Whip, that the Aspis Consortium has been testing on poor people in the area, and what you think is the source of the production of this drug. If you can get that, then you have proof that they are working on this very, very dangerous and awful thing.
And his notes, too. We need to get his notes.
And you need to get his notes. Whatever they may contain is going to be very valuable to furthering the proof that he, in fact, being Aspis, is the one that's making it. If you just have the drug, we don't know exactly where you got it. If you have the sample of the drug and the notes of how it's made in the hand of this Lazo, then you should be okay.
Now we know how to make it, and we can go into business for ourselves.
Yeah, that's the whole... That's how this all turns into Breaking Bad Galarian style. Right?
Now you're getting the secondary conditions of Pathfinder Society, secondary success conditions.
Yeah, I was wondering why one of them was start an enormous drug empire.
Seemed a little out of character.
Yeah, just, what?
You are able now to sit down at another establishment and actually talk about how you want to approach this. It is not long afternoon, early afternoon, as it were, and you're not sure exactly how much time you have to get this done, but you know that you need to be back right around dusk to get a ship, your skiff, back to the Six-Winged Drake, which is docked beyond the Trawl, the ship that you will sleep on tonight. If you are successful, you should hear from Magali Del Roya, who needed you to pull off 2 interruptions of the Aspis Consortium's plan to ship this drug all over the inner sea. What is the plan?
Well, we know we know the lair is in the sewers, right? That's what we know.
The sewers under Rat Street. And when you stopped at this place, you saw on the side of the building, it said Rat Street. So street that this corner of this establishment is on Rat Street. It's not just one block. It goes for a little bit of a distance, so...
Can I do a knowledge local to see if I know anything about the sewers and how to get into them?
Yes.
Where did knowledge dungeoneering help me at all here?
Not up here. Not just yet. But it will in there, I would think.
10.
You're not sure.
Okay.
Conventional wisdom would say, you know, vent or manhole cover situation, that if you can find something that's movable, you can probably get into the sewer.
Tishpak approaches Will Arnett. What, Reginald?
Randolph
Ronald?
The Great.
Randolph. Randolph the Great, and says...
Yes, Mishmash.
My friend, it seems that you are also skilled in the ways of bluffing. Perhaps if we were to pose as two... perish the thought. Poor people that were in need of whip. Lazo's agents would approach us and invite them into their lair themselves.
I see. So we should just walk around, looking like poor people.
Until a drug dealer invites us to his lab.
Until a drug dealer walks by, just kind of whispers in your ear, whip, and just keeps walking.
Discount on their superior salesmanship.
Fresh whip buds.
It's possible if we got in there and if we got into a parlay with these people, we could pose as addicts. Mm. But we may not have that chance.
Why do we care about stealth?
Oh, you'd like to knock down the door?
Why not?
I'm off for that, man. I mean, it's just supposed to be one dude, right?
He might have help, they said. Might have some street thugs.
The good thing about this, it doesn't seem like there'll be innocents involved.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have carte blanche to just kill whoever we want. So I say, let's fucking go for it.
The venture captain said he's scum of the earth.
Yeah, man. Scum of the earth.
They are experimenting on poor people.
Yeah, poor people? Fuck that shit. Let's fucking get in there.
Breaks my heart. Right? I think about those poor people, and I'm just saying, it breaks my heart. They're being tested on, and you know they're getting lesions. Not only are they poor, but they're lesioned.
See? Look what it's doing to this guy. Sorry.
Mezia kind of taps Curie on the shoulder. It'll be all right. You can kill some people if that helps.
Yeah, we'll fucking kill him, man. That'll make you feel better.
Hey, fucking kill him, man. That'll make you feel better.
Just what the barber ordered.
So what's the plan?
Oh, because barbers were doctors in medieval times.
Exactly.
I like it. Exactly. It
took me a minute.
Leeches. We got to find a manhole and hope that it leads directly to where we need to go.
Well, you know you're on Rat Street. You know, she gave you the location close enough.
You know you're on Rat Street when?
You know you're on Rat Street.
What time of day is it?
On Rat Street. It is early afternoon. I will say, you guys, you know, if you're talking about this stuff, you know, you have some food, you know, been an hour. Does anybody else drink anymore, particularly Jane?
Yeah, I'm going to drink till somebody wrestles it away from me.
Okay. Yeah, you're 15 and they're going to, like, let you drink.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to stop her?
Tishpack encourages her because gnomes always want to experience new things. And this seems like one of the first times. And he said, I remember the first time I got blackout drunk. Remind me to tell you after you've been blacked out.
I want to hear all about it, old man.
This girl is just drinking. She's just drinking. Everybody's cool with this?
We should keep an eye on her. We may need her in the sewers.
Messi leans over and says, you tell her to stop then.
All right. So he just kind of saddles up. Janice, is it?
Fuck you, dude. I know you're fucking a liar.
I notice you enjoy the percussions. Is that your jam?
No, man. Look, I got a fucking loop, man. What do you think this is? Fucking golf clubs?
Oh.
I have a loot over my back, though.
We may need your...
Not golf clubs?
Yeah. Okay. I should make it clear.
I was picturing golf clubs.
They're not actually golf clubs.
Okay.
We may need that loot tonight if we infiltrate this lair and run into trouble. Yo. So maybe just kind of cool it on the ale.
It's mine. You can't have it.
I don't want your loot.
Then stop talking about it. I see you looking at it.
I don't want your ale, but I am gonna take your ale. Just for the best of the situation.
And he reaches over and begins to slide the ale away, slowly.
I grab it out and start saying, and I say, hey, fuck you, you're not my father. And I started trying to pull it away. And I just imagine just spilling all of it, like, everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I'm letting it just be spilled.
Yeah.
I grab it, like after a sept, he's like, yeah, fuck you. And I try to empty it, a couple of drops come out, I was like, oh, shit. All right, let's go into the bathrooms.
Okay.
What would the condition be, like in Hero Lab, for drunk?
The condition, what I'm going to do... Oh, yeah. Well, you can just do temporary ability damage. So what I'm going to do is 1d3 wisdom damage.
Okay.
So 2 wisdom damage.
Okay.
And I'm also going to give you, for 1 hour, I'm going to give you plus 1d4 strength. 1 strength bonus.
Drug strength.
Drug strength.
So hold up. Where does that go?
Conferred ability adjustments.
So your wisdom is lower because your inhibition lowers.
I think I'll find it under conferred ability adjustments. here, let me show you.
Okay.
Okay. So leaving the bar, exiting, I'm assuming paying your tab, and I'm assuming Jane breaks something on the way out. Uh-huh. You walk down the street, and eventually, in a short enough time, you find a place where you can actually enter the sewer. It's a manhole cover that is easily moved, and you slide it aside, and you see a ladder going down into darkness.
60 feet dark vision, I'll peek in, see if I can see the bottom.
Yeah, you can see light at the bottom. This is like a flickering, faded light.
Someone
you,
can...
You want to go first, wizard?
I'll go first. I'm very light on my feet.
I think I should go first. You guys don't know what you're fucking doing. Get out of my way. It just starts like trying to push your way through.
Well, we could use a perception to see if anyone can hear anything. It's not my strong suit.
Mezir will... We'll,
life we'll, begins at perception. Get out of my way.
Mezir's going to try to pull back.
Oh, what a sly dog.
Oh, I love Skid so much. He's my favorite person.
Then she's going to look a rave and then try and sit.
What?
And then she's going to do a perception to listen down.
Okay. Roll perception.
She starts wandering off in the other direction she pointed.
I heard there was a rave.
19.
19.
If it's against humans, 21.
You look down and you see that flickering light. When you listen, all you hear is the gurgling of water. But it sounds, you know, like sluggish moving water. And since you hear it and have a little bit more clarity of vision, you can see that the light is reflecting off some water at the bottom of the ladder.
It's perfectly safe. You go first.
I'll stealth down.
Okay.
Or attempt to.
So Randolph the Great begins going down the ladder. Alone.
Natural one.
Oh,
natural.
That's a neon green dye.
The good thing is it's a skill check, so it's roll actually a modified 12.
As you're trying to go down, like as quietly as possible, barely touching the rungs, you slip.
Yeah.
Roll a reflex save.
There we go. 24.
You slip down like three rungs. You hit your chin on one of the rungs. Rings your bell for a second, but you grab it. You're okay, but you've fallen roughly 10 feet. I'm sorry, roughly like 6 or 7 feet and caught yourself.
Sorry, I get nervous on
falls. That's why he failed. That's why he failed the stealth.
Got it. You have some any like sewer noises there?
This is the sewer noise.
Oh, okay, perfect.
That wasn't one of us actually doing.
Be careful, right. It's wet.
Mezia will start to follow down the ladder.
Okay. As you come down, you see the ladder disappears into this murky water, and to the sides are raised areas that are just a couple feet above the water, like literally a foot and a half to 2 feet above the water, and the ladder's disappearing into the water. So do you go into the water, or do you go step off the ladder to one of the sides?
Step to the side to allow everybody to come down.
Okay. Do you step to the east or to the west?
To the east.
Okay, so you step off the ladder to the east. Behind you, it's north. You're facing south right now. Facing south, you see a tunnel that goes away from you straight down, but it looks like this ladder you've just come down is at a T-intersection, mm-hmm. with the north being behind you. To your left is the east, and there is another long tunnel that goes that way. To your right, the west, another long tunnel goes that way. Mm-hmm. The tunnel to the west disappears into darkness rather quickly, complete pitch-black darkness. To the left side, you see some light. This is the light that you saw when you were looking down from the manhole cover. You see some flickering torchlight that is on the walls. The tunnel is filled with detritus. Detritus or detritus? Detritus.
Detritus.
Detritus?
It's detritus.
It's detritus.
Detritus.
Detrimental.
Is filled
with... I always thought it was detritus, though.
A third... British. The east detritus. Tunnel is filled with detritus, filthy beddings, food scraps, broken glass, and rotting furniture.
It's a crack house.
An alcove lies beyond the collapsed portion of the tunnel. So just a little bit down that eastern hall to the south, across from you, across the water. And the water's only 5 feet wide. You can see a collapsed section of wall, and that opens up into a small little alcove area.
Alcove.
Further east, at the end, a statue of a giant rat rests in the dead end of the passage. Countless empty flasks and discarded alchemical ingredients lie all over the floor in the distance up there. You can kind of see them flickering in the light, in the shadow beneath this giant rat statue. You see, next to the statue is also a workbench. This is all the way to the east. So as you settle down in there, Mezia begins to come down behind you. And where do you step, Mezia?
She'll step to the west.
Step to the west. So not in the water just yet. And then who's going to come down the ladder next?
I'll go.
Gari begins to come down the ladder. He's got nowhere to go. So who's going to move where? Or are you going to go in the water?
I guess I'll just go in the water.
Gari steps down into the water. Splash. It's about 2 feet deep.
It's
just
cold.
Comes up just above your knees. And, it's... No, it's kind of, like, disturbingly warm. You're like... I don't like the feeling of this. And it reeks. It just stinks. And then you got somebody behind you on the ladder? Or anybody else?
I'll move for them. I just want to stealth around the corner, you know, to make sure I'm not drawing attention to myself while allowing space for them. Because there's just no way around it. Somebody's got to move.
So as you come around the corner, you see that there is a body of some sort, roughly 25 feet away from you, laying on the same raised side as you, heading east. Mm-hmm. On the north side of the water, the same side that you are on, there's a body lying there. And you think it might just be like a dead body, but then as you scan up, you see that this person... It seems to be human, but it's kind of wrapped in rags and is like looking right at you. And it occurs to you that you just made a really loud noise coming down this stair. And this person is seeing what was there, and then you came around the corner and they're looking right at you. But they're just laying there looking like, oh.
Man, some addict.
Or it's Lazo in disguise.
Lazlo in disguise.
Drug addicts.
I draw a sickle.
Oh,
from off my belt.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, a communist.
do you do it in the open? Is this like sleight of hand at all?
No, I do it in the open. Just leave it by my side, not up to attack. Just kind of like pull it out, like unlatch it from my belt.
Okay. You don't notice any reaction in the guy. Okay. He's just sort of staring at you. What does everybody else do?
Mezzi, can I do a perception? Down the hallway we're looking at?
You mean the south? The hallway that disappears to the south? Absolutely.
This one doesn't disappear into darkness, right?
It does.
Oh, this one does too?
Yep.
All right, well, I'll see if I can hear anything.
Yep.
What's your race?
I'm human.
You're human, so no darkness.
Yeah. 23-25 against humans.
God damn it, Matthew. Is that a poison or a spell like ability?
I'm giving him all the information.
Classic Grant.
Now you know what it sounds like, right?
Classic Grant. Well, you gotta know.
You're fighting a crocodile. He's like, is it the giant subtype?
I'm sorry, we walked into a crack house. It stands to reason there are humans around.
You look down and there, it disappears into darkness. It looks just straight ahead. Two platforms on the side, 5 feet wide each, go into the distance with a 5 foot wide channel of water running away from you in that direction.
Could I try
behind you, under the ladder that you just came down, you can see that water going into and under the wall behind you. At a T intersection.
Can I try to hop across?
Yeah. Do you have acrobatics?
Yeah. Not a good one.
Is it over 5?
No.
Okay, so go ahead and roll
just,
it.
I'll just let her know like that I see a buddy. Like, Marie, be careful.
So Marie will draw a greatsword off her back.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, so I'm going to hop across.
That's a big-ass sword.
12.
Easily. Leaps over the water, boom, to the other side.
Oh, that's cool. So now her and I are on opposite ends of this channel of water.
Yeah.
Yep, on opposite ends, just straight across from each other. And now you see this person on the north side, the other side from you, up a little bit to the east, laying there and now looking at you, too.
Mezzi will glance at Randolph and see how he wants to proceed.
Pause. We still have a gnome and a drunk teenager on the, up in the street. You guys coming down?
Yeah, as soon as I see that everyone's
cleared away,
gone,
from the
then I'm like, oh, what? There's no rave, and I start going back.
Okay, so she starts climbing down the ladder.
And I come down, and I come down behind Randolph, and okay. I grab him really urgently on his shoulder, and I lean in, and I was like, let's get those drugs.
In due time, Janine.
Now. Okay, and that's when four street toughs see a gnome alone in the middle of the street.
No.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Tell me you want some drugs.
Tell me you're poor.
I'm poor.
Look poor.
I hop into a 1995 Dodge Stratus. And I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Anyway.
I live in here.
So if it's all right with our new GM, I'd like to go down the ladder to the sewer. And Tishpack, upon seeing the sewer, he's never been in a sewer before, and gnomes love new experiences. The act of smelling a flower for the first time and the act of squishing someone's eyeball out of their skull is of equal novelty to a gnome. So he is going to jump right into the sewer, even though as a metagamer he knows he's going to get filth fever or something, and straddle right in between my two friends.
Okay, so...
How deep is it?
It's 2 feet deep.
I'm 3 foot three.
So yeah, so it's up to your chest. And oh my God, it reeks so bad. Please do us all a favor and roll a fortitude save.
Sir, I'd be happy to.
Ooh,
15.
Nice.
15, okay. And
that's a pass at level
Guri,
one.
Guri, why don't you roll a fortitude save?
I know that filthy is decent.
24.
24? Oh, you rolled a natural 20. I mean, he's using Hero Lab for the rolls. Nicely rolled. Okay, so nice. You guys settle into the water. Excuse me. You have Randolph the Great on the north side looking east. You have right in the middle of the water, Tishpack with water up to his chest looking east. And then to his right, you have Mezia on the south side looking east. And you guys are in this little formation now, three wide. How do you want to move approach?
5 feet at a time.
5 feet at a time. Do you want to do checks all the way, every square, not every square? Do you want to, you know, live a little? What are you thinking?
Do we know? Is there any way to know how whip is administered? Like, does it make a sound or anything like that?
Yeah, it sounds like this.
Yeah.
No, good one, Matthew.
But outside of that glib comment from Mezia, does it sound like anything? Is there a way to know?
Is it smoked? Is it injected? Like, how does that work?
You don't know yet.
Okay. I'm just going to do a general perception in front of me for traps.
Okay.
Just before I proceed.
Natural one? That's the
neon
dreaded
green. Yeah. As a player, it is not so deadly. Yeah.
Mezia will check her side.
Okay.
20.
20. Okay. So you look ahead, Mezia, to your right, just about 15 feet up, the wall is collapsed and there's an alcove opening. With your 20, you are able to see the edge of a cot that's kind of right just inside this, just inside that collapsed area. So it looks like somebody is living in there.
So Mezia will signal that to the others.
With hand signals?
Yeah, she's gonna go. She's gonna put two hands under her forehead and lean over, and then make like sleeping faces.
Okay,
and maybe a light snoring noise.
Okay, how light? Roll stealth check. No, just kidding. All right.
Speaking of light, what is the light situation?
The light situation is dim light. Okay. It's a torch light on the walls. So it is not. You do not need dark vision to.
I'm human. I don't have any dark vision.
Mezzy, yeah. Do you want to move up to the edge of that thing and make sure no one's awake in there before I walk past it?
That's a good idea. So can I do that and roll stealth?
Yeah. Yep, go ahead. Roll stealth check.
Nine.
As you walk up, you hear, ah, There's a woman lying on the floor.
Kill her!
Across from her is another guy lying on the ground, and they look awful. You're about 5-6 feet away from them.
They're high.
Yep, they look all like just gaunt and shriveled, and their eyes are, you know, rolling back in their head a little bit. They're sunk in their sockets. Their lips are all dried out and cracked. They have lesions on their face and their neck. It's just... it's awful to look at.
Mezzi will signal back to the others that there are two in the room.
Okay, so they see you. They look at you.
Just go back to sleep.
The woman just closes her eyes.
What about the dude?
The dude stands up with a dagger! No, he just sort of like, he's looking, he doesn't know where he is.
He's wasted.
Okay. He's wasted.
I wouldn't mind running and jumping over the sleeping drug addict.
Okay.
To get past him to the statue and desk area.
You're doing this heedlessly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Heedless. 25-foot run. DC 10 acrobatics check.
Do you get a bonus when you're running? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Fail again.
Another natural one.
Another natural run.
I mean, so, if I get a bonus while I'm... that's an 8. If I get any sort of
so
bonus
you go to
I'm
run,
sure.
You slip just as you on your launch.
Damn it!
You slip, and as you slip, your knee just like drives into the upper leg of this guy, and both of you go rolling into the water. And it's like,
you're lucky.
And he's like, and you're both under the water. Do you try to escape, or do you just stand there and die?
I'll try and get out.
Okay, so you come up. You have the most foul, disgusting taste in your mouth. Roll a fortitude save.
I cannot believe that.
Roll a fortitude save.
You want to use a different diet? No.
There you go.
22.
You spit it out. You notice that this guy is face down and just sort of like bobbing in the water.
And Jane is laughing her ass off at this.
Jane, her laughs are echoing down the hall.
Tishpack will slowly swim up and try to turn the man over on his back to save his life.
Okay, please.
And
do you need help?
Sure. I say, you know what's really difficult about Troy's character on the first or second session is that because he always calls people by the wrong name, I can't remember anyone else's goddamn name. Mezia.
Mezia Gravel.
Mezia, I could use your help.
The ranger.
Would you mind terribly, darling, if you could help me roll this whip addict over on his back?
So Mezia will reach down.
Okay,
kind of.
So you guys roll this guy over, and he coughs up this mucky, nasty water.
On
but
his
he doesn't
side,
even
on his
have
side.
Control of enough of his limbs to get out of the water.
So we'll try to pull him out. I don't know if there's a check.
Strength check?
Okay, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You can so, working together, you can pull him out of the water, and you guys get yourselves a bottle cap.
Oh, great.
Thank shared you. Bottle cap, shared whoever bottle. Wants to use it.
So I'd like to...
We'll hold it in escrow.
I'd like to use...
30 days.
I'd like to use diplomacy to try to kind of lightly tap him on the cheek and say, my friend. And I pull my... I actually have this. I pull my water skin out and I try to put some fresh water in his mouth to see if he talks.
Okay. Roll diplomacy.
Okay. Ooh, that's good. 22.
Nice.
You get like the faintest sense of a smile at the corner of his mouth, and that's the only reaction that you get.
Okay.
Can I do a heal check?
Yeah.
Nah, 8.
Okay. You know that he is really, really, really sick. Really sick.
Mezia will wave Garee over.
All right, Garee, do you come over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Garee comes over. So you guys are all now in the middle of this eastern tunnel. You're about 20 feet away. Randolph the Great climbs out of the water. He's about 20 feet away from this workbench. As you're closer now, you can see there are books, there are notes, there are some flasks around, all in the shadow of this large rat. Anybody have knowledge religion?
I do.
Really? Just Satan, right?
I got everything.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right.
Scald.
The bard, bro.
The bard. 13.
You think that this rat might be some sort of deity, but you can't really. The way that it is like shaped, but there's no, you don't know who.
Hey, that rat, I can't really see it, but it's a fucking god or some god.
Yeah.
I guess I'll check out these papers then, and like whenever Randolph thinks that there may be something magical, scrolls or books, he gets very, very excited.
Okay.
So he just rushes to the papers.
Okay. So you run up to the papers, the scrolls, and you, as you start looking through, you hear, "Oi! Get out of there!" And in the distance from whence you came, this comes extremely loud in your ears. Just
in whose ears?
In
Jane's
ears. Just behind you, you see this man come out of the darkness.
Uh-oh. Lazo?
And he's just sort of like this, like skinny, like nervous looking, like frantic-y Kai with lesions on his face. Oh, and he just yells down the hallway. Everybody roll for initiative.
Oh!
Oh!
Jane the Virgin.
Shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Poop. Poop!
16.
We need bards with high initiative.
Okay, who are my 25 pluses? 20 plus.
20 for Randolph the Great.
20 on the dot?
20
on Man, the he is great.
Dizzle.
Over 15. I know. I heard a 16.
Yeah, I have a 17, actually.
Gari has a 17?
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
14 for Mezia.
14, and then Tishbeck?
I'm sorry, it's 13.
Tishbeck has a 6, dog.
And then Jane?
8.
All right. Tishbeck, you blew it! You blew it! This guy comes out of nowhere, and you hear him shout for a second. As you're able to turn, he sort of like leaps over this 5-foot area of water, rolls a 10 on the acrobatics check, and then clips something off of his belt, and a vial goes flying through the air as he reaches out to try to hit Mezia and the gnome with a bomb.
Oh, no!
He's an alchemist.
It's slow motion flying through the air. Natty 2. It is a miss.
It should hit Reginald.
Splash damage.
Yeah, splash damage. A 1, 2, 3. So it actually hits right here. So everybody gets splash damage, which is...
Including the junkie.
Including the junkie. Actually, the junkie does not take any splash damage. And anybody who knows anything about this would notice. But I'm not sure that you guys do just yet. But it hits this square, and each of you take 1 hit point of damage. That is Gari and...
Tishpack.
Tishpack.
The Baba Abzu Shamash.
Skid, let's get some jams. Yes. Let's get some jams.
And Mezia.
Some threatening
Mezia.
Jams.
Mezia, right?
And Mezia. Each 1 hit point of damage. Randolph the Great turns, sees this, and then he hears this strange sound as out of a very small tunnel right next to him.
Oh, no.
Appears a beetle? You think? It's got these glowing eyes on this carapace.
No.
It just looks like, what the hell is that?
Ah.
And then the eyes glow bright, and then flash, like a flashbang thrown into a building.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, roll a... roll a fortitude save.
I can't believe he had a higher than 20 initiative. Jeez. 7.
7 on the fort save?
Yep.
Boom! You get hit in the eyes with this extremely bright light, and you are dazzled for 3 rounds.
Oh,
I'm sorry. 1d3 rounds. You are dazzled for 2 rounds.
-1 penalty on attack rolls and sight-based perception.
Yeah, so you're not blinded by any means, but you're just like, you're seeing spots.
Right.
And it is Randolph the Great. How do you react? What do you do?
God! Yeah, I don't know what this thing is. Boom, down with the sickle.
Down with the sickle.
Everybody get down with the sickle.
Everybody get down with the sickle.
21.
That is going to be a hit on this beetle.
Unfortunately, he's not flat-footed. 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage. Definitely did some damage to it, and it is Gari.
Come on, Gari.
Yes. What I'm going to do is I am going to lightning arc.
Ooh. What is that?
A lightning arc. Standard action. You can unleash an arc of electricity targeting any foe within 30 feet as a ranged touch attack. This arc of electricity deals 1d6 points of electricity damage, plus 1 point for every 2 cleric levels you possess.
Okay, awesome. So go ahead and roll a touch attack with... Oh, my God.
A 19.
Whoa, nice.
Oh, my God.
As I'm doing it, I yell out, I'm sorry.
This arc of electricity comes out from Gary's hand right at this alchemist. It hits him. Zin, zin, hits him. Roll 1d6 to see how much damage you do.
Plus one, I think.
No, it's just 1d6.
Four
points of damage. That is very, very strong. Okay. It is... Mezia's turn.
Mezia is going to run straight at this guy, and she's going to run, double move, and hop across the water to end up next to him to block one exit path.
Okay.
Nice.
Acrobatics check.
Yeah. DC 5. DC 5 acrobatics.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Natural 20!
Nice.
She jumps across the water, sort of hits her feet on the far wall, sits on the wall for like a half second like a monk, and then drops off of it, lands on
great
the ground.
Great sword into two hands. Yes. Ready to attack. That's
okay.
Her turn.
Great. Awesome. Awesome turn. Really closing the distance between that ranged character. Jane Lowe, you are just across the T-intersection from this guy, only about 5 feet away.
Okay.
Across water.
So when she hears his voice, she like whips around and she gets this blood in her eyes. And she whips the loot off her back. Just, let's rock! And starts, boom! And she starts raging song.
What is this?
So it basically works like Inspire Courage, except everyone, any ally within sound of my music has the option, if they want, to rage.
Oh.
Plus two strength and con, plus one to will, and minus one to AC.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very cool. All right, that means it is Tishpak's turn.
When do we have to decide that?
On your turn.
On my turn.
So otherwise it's just regular Inspire Courage?
No, that's the effect that it has.
So I have to rage, or I choose to. I'm sorry.
You choose to rage.
You choose to rage, yeah.
Or not.
I will not rage now. I might later. I'm going to get within 30 feet of our assailant.
Okay.
And Tishpak.
Because Tishpak's in the water, chest deep.
In the water, chest
in this
deep.
Disgusting
and he's
water.
He's about to put this guy eyeballs deep in minute meteors.
Oh, Mel's minute meteors.
What is that?
Minute meteors allows you to.
Oh, minute meteors. Got it.
Summon a rain of tiny meteorites as a standard action to fall in a 5-foot column 30 feet high with a range of 30 feet.
Okay. Awesome. These meteors.
You get a reflex save.
Meteors start falling down. Can he dodge it? He does. He does. Well, I'm assuming in natural 16.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yes. So no damage. Dang.
Oh, so he dodges out of the way of it. Doesn't take any damage at all. And it is round 2. It is his turn. Man, this is not cool. This ain't cool.
I like this map.
He's going to do a... Ooh, what to do? He is going to do a 5-foot jump away, provoking an attack of opportunity from Mezia with the greatsword.
Who's raging?
Oh, wait. Can you choose to do it during an attack of opportunity? Does it have to be on your turn?
I just assumed it as soon as the ability became available.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. Rage it up.
And he's human, right?
He certainly is.
Yeesh. Not that it matters.
It's
11 to hit.
And it's actually on your turn you decide whether you're raging.
10 to hit.
Okay, 10 to hit. You go, rah, you swing the greatsword around, and it seems to you like almost superhuman how quickly he seemed to just leap over this water like a cat. And then, whoop, he pulls out this thing, noticing this song that might be helping all these people get fired up. He throws a bomb at Jane Lowe.
Oh, no.
Almost point blank. He's only 5 feet away. No. 18 to hit.
That hits.
Oof. Oh, and it does 4 points of fire damage.
Ooh.
And it is the beetle's turn that's on Randolph the Great. The beetle will attempt a bite and rolls a 14 to hit.
14 is a miss.
14 is a miss! Randolph the Great. Man, you have a great AC for a wizard.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is Randolph the Great's turn. How does he respond?
He's like this.
This teenager possesses great magic, and I feel inspired by it. And he begins to rage.
Yes! Nice, nice.
And swings out the sickle at this beetle.
Oh,
natural 20!
This
one's for Jane Lowe. No. Not confirmed.
No, it's
exploding
not.
Dice.
It is exploding dice.
Exploding dizzles. Let's see.
Six on a 66.
That's amazing. It was like hiding under Skid's eye.
Yeah, I pulled it away.
Exploding.
Cracked eye. Cracked eye.
Six, five,
17, 18, 19 points of damage.
This is a sickle?
Yeah.
You basically lose your mind with this rage song. And it's all of a sudden like you're like 14th level. You're like, splash, 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 splash. And then like get three attacks in a heartbeat. And the blood and gore and mush inside this thing just flies all over the walls. It is so incredibly, incredibly
it's
dead.
Like Starship Troopers.
Yeah, yeah. And right behind it, you see another one.
No!
Oh, no!
Gareed, it is your turn.
Okay, I am going to run.
I'll take a 5-foot step too.
Over to Randolph the
Great.
Right here.
Yep. Okay.
And I am going to electrify the beetle.
The beetle. Okay, you're about 20 feet from this beetle. It's down this like little tunnel, but you can kind of see it. Go ahead and take a shot.
Okay. 16.
16 against touch AC is a hit.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Psst. Roll a d6 to see how much damage you do. I can't believe you did.
It's a one.
What was that? 19 points. 19.
That's more than a crit. That's more than a crit.
Sorry, what did you do?
I rolled a one.
Roll a one. 1 point of electricity damage to the fire beetle. Noted. It is now Mezia's turn.
Mezia's going to jump across again.
Chasing this guy down.
Chasing him down.
DC 5 acrobatics.
Yes. Natural 16
makes it.
Makes
it. Easily.
And now she's going to take a swing with the greatsword.
Okay. Oh,
wait a minute. Yeah. I forgot to mention one thing.
Are you raging?
She is raging.
Hell yeah, you're raging.
And normally she's very mild-mannered.
This song is getting everybody fired up.
It's going to be a miss. It's a...
That is a miss.
10.
Jane Lowe.
All right, so...
He dodges out of the way.
So she looks at this guy and she says, "Let's see how you look with a few more scars, motherfucker." And she lets out a big fat power cord and unleashes the spell Cord of Shards.
Oh, I love that spell!
Make a DC 15 reflex save.
DC 15 reflex. 16.
Okay, makes it. So half damage.
Half damage, which is?
2 points of damage.
2 points of damage.
Chipping away.
Okay,
so these shards of blue energy.
Like,
These shards of blue energy shoot out of her instrument, and like he dives out of the way. Like they slice
that
across
is so
the face.
Cool.
I'm picturing Jane kind of like the guitar player in Fury Road.
Oh, yeah, like the Doof Warrior.
Yeah, yeah, just like swinging out in front of the thing.
Yeah.
All right, Tish Pack, Zababa, Mishmash. I can't
You're
remember
so
right.
close. Abzu Shamash.
Abzu Shamash.
It ends in mash. That's good.
Abzu Shamash.
Tish Pack's going to move up 10 sneaky little feet.
10 sneaky feet.
And he's going to cast... He's going to try to aim the cone in the right direction, but he's going to cast... Color Spray.
There you go. Nice.
Color Spray. Okay.
All so the classics.
The classics are coming out. Level 1, baby!
Oh, no, that's a spell fail.
Fail.
Wait, that's a spell fumble.
Oh, actually, I'm going to...
Wait, why were you rolling concentration?
No,
you don't have to roll.
It's a ranged touch, isn't it?
No. It's just a will save.
It's a will
I'm sorry, DC 16. DC 16.
And it is will, right, for color spray?
No, it's a... it's will.
It is. Okay, will save DC what?
16.
DC 16... Fail.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
no!
Knocked out. He's knocked unconscious,
color
right?
Spray is the worst
do you
one.
Want me to roll 2d4 or do you want to roll 2d4?
What is the.
The creature, 2 HD or less? Creature
he's
is unconscious.
3 HD. He's blinded and stunned for 1d4 rounds.
Nice.
Now I roll it?
Roll your d4.
One.
One round. Please. That's
so pretty
enough.
Good.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Enough. Well, dong, this like rainbow bright shit, just like bang, all in his eyes, and he's blinded and stunned, and it's his turn. So since he's stunned, he can't do anything.
And Jane says, "Taste the rainbow, bitch!"
And then 5 foot step, this beetle comes out and is going to be harassing Randolph the Great Ski with a... Oh!
They just keep coming.
Yeah. You have your dazzled on, right?
I do until the start of my turn.
Okay, so this one comes out. Boom! Another flash of light goes off. Gari, you are within range.
Oh, dear.
You need to roll a fortitude save.
Fortitude save.
Yeah.
It's a 6 for me.
Oh, 6 for you. You are dazzled. Dazzled. For... Oh, man. You are dazzled for 3 rounds.
Oh, no.
Oh,
3 rounds.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Yeah, right? You just do a little condish and then dazzled. Is it not in there? Yeah, there it is. And now it is Randolph's turn. I love how it's always like the beetle and then Randolph, and you guys are right next to each other.
Gari, when it's your turn, get in position behind it. The table's there.
And it's against the wall.
That blasted table.
It's impossible.
Don't worry about that table. I just kind of threw it there. Okay. There's room.
Gary, just when it's your turn, get in position behind it.
6 seconds. Your turn's
and
over.
I hold my action.
Nice. Randolph is delaying his action.
Delay. Yes.
And it is Gary's turn.
Okay, I'm going to go on the other side.
Okay, you provoke an attack of opportunity. It is a bite attack from a beetle.
Sorry, Gary.
Natty 18.
Oh,
that's
Gary.
A hit. That's a hit.
You're trying to murder Gary.
Oh, no, Gary.
It's Gary.
Oh, my God. 6 points of damage.
Oh.
Ooh.
How many hit points do you have?
I have 11.
Okay. Oh. So it just gets this big chunk out of you. And then what do you do?
I'm going to heal myself.
Okay. Is that a channel positive? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking? Okay.
I'm going to channel positive energy.
Okay, roll a d6. Let's see how much you...
You can cure light wounds if you want.
But then you would have to do a concentration
because the beetle's right there.
But the beetle already acted on the
attack of our
target. That's true.
It did take an attack.
Screw it.
Okay.
Ooh, oh,
six.
Nice.
6 points of healing.
That doesn't hit.
No, it only hits Randolph and
were you
and the beetle?
You weren't hurt, Troy?
Yeah, was
Randolph?
Oh, right. Okay, so you got healed there, Gary, and
now
did
I'm
you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, now Randolph's going to go.
Gary, sorry.
I'm sorry and dazzled.
I'm sorry and dazzled.
All right, so it's going to be a, because now I'm no longer dazzled, so it's going to be a 13 to hit.
13. Or did you take... You took the rage, yeah. Okay.
And flanking?
Yeah, I counted that.
That is a miss.
Yeesh.
Its carapace is very strong. Yeah. Clank! You didn't have enough strength to cut through. It is Mezia's turn.
Mezia's going to take a full-on swing with the greatsword.
Come on,
this is
Marie.
So bad.
There you go.
20.
That is a hit.
Boom.
That is...
With a great sword!
I'm so excited. 2d6 plus 6 with the rage.
Yeah,
oh, my
man.
God!
Ooh.
12 points of damage.
Nice. There we go.
Oh, he is in bad, bad shape. And it is Jane Lowe's turn.
Jane is going to jump across.
Okay.
The water to get right on the other side of this dude.
Yeah, right next to him.
Or actually, no, she's going to jump into the water.
Okay.
She's going to walk right into the water.
Flanking.
And she's just going to swing her loot in his face.
Okay.
Improvised weapon.
Okay.
15.
15 is, well, you know what? I'm just going to give it to you because he's blinded and stunned. So there's no way. There's no way that's not a hit.
Cool.
And what is that damage?
I think
be?
It's probably D4.
Yeah, sure.
3 points of damage.
3 points of damage.
No, wait. No, four. 4 points of damage.
Because you're raging?
Because of the raging, yeah.
Because of the raging.
Yeah.
He is at 0 hit points.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
He is staggered and blinded and stunned. And Jane needs to roll a fortitude save.
Okay. 10.
10. You don't feel so good, and you gain the sickened condition. And it is Tishpak's turn.
Come on, Pak.
So,
come on, Pak.
So combat hasn't dropped. He's just below 0?
He's at zero.
At zero.
Staggy McGee.
Take him alive.
Staggy McStaggerson.
I am going to... This is an unforeseen... I can't do non-lethal damage with a crossbow.
Grapple him!
Yeah, I'll do that. No, my CMB is -3. shit. I am going to...
5, 4, 3.
I'm going to acid splash him.
Acid splash! There we go. -4 to hit.
Because he's down.
Because he's in melee.
So that is a 12 to hit.
12 to hit. That touch. Hits touch AC.
Yes.
Nice.
1d3. Where's my d6? So 2 points of damage.
2 points of damage. That's enough to make him fall unconscious and begin dying. And that makes it his turn. He will roll a constitution save and make it. He stabilizes. He's very strong.
Kind
of
perfect.
Of constitution.
Yeah, that's great.
I was going to do the heel check now.
Yeah. The beetle is now going to attack Gary. He smells blood.
Oh, God.
Natty 2. That's a miss.
Ha-ha.
Good.
All right, and it is Gary's turn. How do you respond?
I'm going to glaive this motherfucker.
Yeah.
To glaive.
Gary the glaive.
Okay, that's an 8.
Okay, that's a miss. Your glaive sparks on the stones. Randolph
will... attempt this hit here. Yeah, I don't...
Sickle! Sparks! On the stone!
15.
15 is a miss.
Oh, man.
And that is with the flanking, I assume.
Yeah.
Mezia.
Mezia is going to spend the action tying up...
Execute him.
Okay, so you have rope and everything?
Yeah.
Let me see it on your character sheet.
Come look.
All right, you called my bluff. Jane Lowe!
Jane Lowe. While she's tying him up...
is the song still playing?
Yeah. She's still singing. Well, and she's like takes, and she like, she hits him again with the lute.
No!
She hits him again for non lethal. She hits him again with a new lute for non lethal.
Okay.
Like, where are the drugs, motherfucker? Like, doom.
Jane.
That's an 8.
Trying for non lethal. That's a miss.
Yeah.
And
like hits the ground next to him.
Stop it! Tish Pack.
Yeah.
You see this. You see this drunk teenager going ham on this unconscious guy with a lute.
Tish Pack will roll diplomacy in an attempt to soothe her drunken mind.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to change the disposition of this character. Okay. Towards another character, actually. That's a straight up fail. 12?
Yeah, she's not hearing you. She doesn't give a shit.
Jane
Lowe don't give a shit.
So,
okay, right. It is Beetle's turn.
And
Beetle,
once again, hop out of the water.
Goes to bite Gary. Oh, that is a hit. Oh, no.
Gary!
That is 4 points of damage.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry for myself. I'm sorry.
It really is the best character catchphrase. I'm sorry!
I'm sorry, Gary. It's your turn. This thing just bit you again, dude.
You got a +2 to attack.
Although I really don't have a problem with bugs. I glaive it.
You glaive it.
Freund Laven.
Glaiven.
I missed. It was a 7.
You miss again.
Dink
Randolph. Can we finish off the beetle,
for God's sakes?
What kind of wizard are you?
It's a 10 on the die. All right, so it's still going to be a 16 total.
16 is a hit.
Yeah, 16 is a hit. All right, sneak attack damage, 2. Oh!
Box cars.
It's going to be 14 points of damage.
Nice. 14 points of damage. It is so dead.
Look at those sixes.
Well done. Okay, all is quiet. All is quiet.
Stop playing the lute.
The beetle has died. There's just beetle goo everywhere. Stabilized, tied up human in the corner. What do you do? In the T intersection where you first came down the ladder, that's where he is. Randolph the Great and Gary are all the way at the far east end, next in the shadow of this huge rat statue, and you see all these vials and this workbench and everything. You know this is where this man does his work. The bombs, the alchemy would lead you to believe that this is the man you are looking for, Lazo the Leper.
Mezia will search his body.
Search his body.
Gary and I will just kind of look through the paperwork.
Chip, 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 chip. You find notes.
Excellent. Oh.
That are, that was just a prop. Notes that are, they give, they explain exactly like how he makes the drug and how, who he's been testing it on, his test results.
Ooh.
It's awful, and it is 100% incriminating.
Nice.
How certain are we that the Pathfinder Society isn't just trying to make whip for themselves?
You also find, you also find some interesting stuff, and this is going to bring us into mechanics of Pathfinder Society that people might not know. This guy is no joke. He's wearing Masterwork studded leather. He's got a couple daggers. He has a cloak on him that looks particularly nice. He's got an alchemy crafting kit, a portable alchemy lab.
Ooh, those are expensive.
And he's got a couple vials of something that he never threw on his belt. So, anybody want to detect magic? Any gnomes want to detect magic?
I'll detect magic on that.
You detect magic emanating from the cloak.
I will spellcraft that cloak if I can.
Spellcraft it.
22.
It is a cloak of resistance plus one.
Taking it.
Nice.
It's too big for you.
It's not a cloak. It's a slanket.
So I'm not sure how we're supposed to do this just yet. I have to figure it out. But the way that it works is you don't just like find items on people and then get them. Pathfinder Society, if you find, you have to find the item on the character. If you do, you then get access to buying it after the adventure if you have enough gold.
Oh, right. So it's like technically property of the Pathfinder Society?
Right.
Can we say that?
That's a perfect way to think about it. Then you can buy it from them.
Okay.
Now the question is...
Not at a discount.
Right.
Can someone use it for the rest of the session?
That is what I don't know. And I'm inclined to say yes.
I think that's the case.
You can use it for this adventure, but it is not something you want to put in your hero lab and then forget that's in there and then have it on. So just, you know, try to remember it. But I don't mind somebody wearing it during this session. If I tried to find the rule, I couldn't find it. But I'll we'll figure it out.
It seems to make sense that during the adventure you could.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no real world.
You know, you can also incidentally trade items between each other during adventures only. You can never permanently give an item to some to another player.
Right.
But if you wanted to say this would suit you really well in this particular mission, why don't you take this? You're welcome to do that. But at the end of the session, by the rules of the society, it has to go back to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, you find the note, and you have a couple vials here that are not emanating magic.
Oh. Can they be identified in any way with some sort of...
Craft alchemy.
Don't have it.
How about a...
Knowledge nature?
How about I pop the top off, drink it, see what happens.
How about a...
That's what I did with 409.
What, we could give it to some of the bums.
Yeah, that...
Jesus Christ. What are you, Joseph Mangala over there? Let's just see what happens. Just experiment on him. Just see.
It's Tannis root, Rosemary.
Do you know
Tannis root.
The portable alchemist lab gives you a plus one circumstance bonus on craft alchemy checks. So we could use
We could just lab. All go one by
but
one
we,
to
we're
do
not
it.
Trained in it.
You have to have a point in craft alchemy in the first place.
75 gold.
You know what? Go ahead and roll a perception check for the moment. It's a high DC.
19.
9.
11.
Okay, so you cannot identify the vial. Knowing what this guy's into, it would be a very, very bad idea to just, like, try it and see what you get. But
so,
but you're welcome to, but, you know.
Mezia dares Jane to try it.
Oh, give it here. I try to grab it.
Mezia puts a gold piece down.
All right, I grab it.
I was kidding.
I'm trying to grab it.
Jane, no, please. She possesses great magic. We must protect her.
Okay, so you...
I'd like to heal these people.
Okay.
Now that he's tied up...
You want to do a channel positive?
We'll
get to you in 1 second.
I'd like to, yes.
Okay, so roll a d6. You can get in a range where you can...
Everyone just move their pieces.
Sorry,
in.
Everybody.
One. That is okay, Ari. You get yourself a bottle cap.
Nice.
Well done. You can see that there is a visible change in their situation, but they still need more help than this. That is not going to have them walk out of here and go back to their normal lives.
We're going to help them get out, I assume, right?
Is there anything down this end of the corridor here?
He got a beer and Red Heart bottle cap.
Anything down this end of the corridor that
look like
where
Lemmy.
Gary and I are?
Roll perception.
Oh, nice. 21.
It just looks like a work area. You know, it looks like this is where this drug is manufactured. But what you're looking for, you don't seem to see. Your perception is high enough to know what you're not seeing, which is a fully formed, unrefined sample of this drug. It's not there.
Can we check out the
roll an intelligence check. You have any intelligence? You're a wizard.
I am incredibly high in intelligence. 15.
15. You sort of think that it, perhaps you caught this guy. You came into his operation just before he was going to cook a batch. So there's nothing here right now.
There's nothing in that room where the two junkies are?
You can go in the room where the junkies are. And roll a perception in there if you'd like.
Yeah, maybe just yell down there like, there's no samples. There's no samples up here.
Mezzi will go into the room.
Check out the junkie room.
Roll perception.
14.
16 if it's a human.
16 if it's a human.
That's the name of Jane's first band.
You don't see anything.
Arnie, you said there were vials and stuff around the floor.
Yeah, broken glass.
Broken.
Yeah.
Maybe the vials are the drug.
Maybe.
Two. I mean, if there's no reason to check out these other corridors, they seem to just end in walls.
No, yeah, well, no, they end in like complete pitch blackness.
And Mezzi there's nothing with the statue.
That's what Mezzi wants to check out, the statue.
Yeah, see if there's like a opal. Okay. Its eyes are opal.
Yeah, you did a knowledge relige. Roll a perception.
14.
Yeah. I'm up there with her. Oh, nice. 21 again.
Yeah.
It seems to have been there for 20. A long time, and you see some scratchings in it that are like, like notches, almost like counting something. It's like ship, ship, slash. You have four slashes and a slash across. Four slashes and a slash across. Though what it is, you're not exactly sure.
What do you make of this, Marie?
I mean, it could just be his calculations, or it's just, so there's just basically two tally marks, is what you're saying.
Hmm?
Two complete tally marks.
No, there's nine. Nine tally marks.
Why would he deface this rat god?
I'd like to bring some light into the...
Oh, you never did a knowledge religion on it, did you?
I don't have knowledge religion.
Oh, the cleric doesn't... Okay.
Not just
he's
yet.
He's the noob now. Which means Matthew's not special
at all. Did you hear the judgment in Skid's voice?
I did. I have light, Skid.
I'm just surprised, that's all.
Okay, so do you want to talk to this guy?
Oh, yeah, we could talk to him.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
Tishpack was going to suggest to Garee to help wake him up with a little heal check. As long as he's tied up, thanks to...
Well, he channeled. We could have dragged him.
We were all the way... Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay, I should do a heal?
Yeah, just do a heal check. 11. Hot.
11, yeah, I mean, he's out. He's unconscious. He's not coming back. Like, magical healing could bring him back. But otherwise, it would take a few hours for him to regain consciousness and be talking to you.
Could we have said we dragged him within the range of the channel before he fired it off?
He'd still be under with 1 point of healing. So yeah, we've got to burn off another channel.
Yeah, got to burn another channel.
He's all tied up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all tied up. You want to burn a channel?
I could use some healing, that's too, me. If you're going to do that. Yeah.
Okay. A one.
Another one.
Oh, no. So he's still unconscious.
I don't understand the question, and I refuse to answer it.
You only used it. You already have it at 2 out of
4. Rest of Development.
That's right.
Plate or platter?
Or did you use it? Oh,
I don't understand the question, and I refuse to answer it.
So is he still unconscious?
Yes.
Yeah. Mezia can try, unless we want to burn another channel.
He only has one left, so.
You can do a Cure Light Wounds, though.
Oh, that's right.
17.
17. Yeah, and he's
first
at,
aid.
He's at -1.
Yeah.
You're able to coax him awake, but the problem is that this takes time. It doesn't happen like a magical heal. So you're able to coax him awake, but you know that you're like within 10 minutes of you need to get back to the docks because dusk is coming and you need to get back to your ship to sleep.
We need these samples, right?
Yeah.
So
he kind of groggily wakes up. He finds himself all tied up.
So... Tishpack would like to bluff to him and say that...
you want to buy some whip?
Pardon me, darling. The only reason that you're alive right now is because we don't have the sample. And if we don't get the sample, within the next 2 minutes, we'll kill you.
Okay.
So that's a bluff check. 11.
He knows that you're full of shit. He spits blood up. There's all still right. like some acid burns on his face.
Well, I come up.
And he's like, you might as well just kill me anyway.
And I come up and I say, like, I know he doesn't look maybe like he'll kill you, but I'm fucking drunk as shit and I hate you. I will kill you in the worst fucking way you can fucking imagine. Intimidate. 13.
13. He's not intimidated, but he's like, I don't really care. There's no reason to not tell you that there's no samples here. I haven't made it, and I'm not going to. Not now.
How would you make it?
You see my notes, you figure it out.
Mezia is going to kick him so he falls into the sewage. Oh,
he's tied up.
He's tied up and splashing.
And then she'll lift him out of the
she'll
water.
She'll drown, push him further.
She'll
down.
Lift
she
him
keeps
out.
Pushing him further.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
Yeah, so he goes back. And, it's probably down there again. Let me check.
It's
down there somewhere. He comes back up.
I can roll intimidate on that if you want, or
he's not lying. There's no sample.
Can we ask him to make one for us?
Yeah.
Can you make some of this drug for
let's
us
just
under duress?
Us. Let's just bring him with us.
Yeah.
He'll make it for them, at least.
Yeah.
You're going to carry him through the city, tied up?
Yep. Yeah,
that's right. Everyone will see him.
So what? We're leaving?
You're going to get stopped and ask what you're doing carrying a tied man who's yelling and screaming through the city.
Let's take one of the vials, force him to drink it, and throw him in the water.
Yeah, I kind of want my rope back.
I'm only half kidding.
Let's.
If we can't take him with us.
I don't. Mezia probably isn't inclined to just kill him, but then I don't know.
It says do what you must to obtain.
He's a pretty awful dude.
It says do what you must to obtain evidence. So can't we coerce him somehow? I know we've failed intimidate and bluff checks.
But there's nothing here.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
So the question is...
But he can't make it with the alchemist kit we found and the vials? Can he tell us, are these vials the sample?
I mean, we can ask what they are, I guess.
Yeah, because we failed those checks.
Yeah,
I think
what are these
those...
vials? Take one off of his belt. What are these?
He tells you that they are whip. They're the drug.
Oh,
they're whip.
So they're the refined... I mean,
which is not hard to come by.
Let me ask you, Shlomo. Do you ever get high on your own supply?
I try not to. Never.
Well then, there's a first time for everything. And I pour one of the vials down.
And he immediately loses a great deal of will, dexterity, strength, kind of all at the same time. And he becomes like almost comatose.
I take the other vial and says, looks like we found our sample.
Is there any more on him?
No, that was it.
Oh.
Two vials.
Fuck. All right. Well, we need the unrefined stuff anyway. But I mean, the real question here is: do we execute him or do we take him up top and do? And
I think
throw
we'll just
him
take
somewhere.
The other vial, leave and his notes, and leave him.
I mean, we got to help. I think we should help these other people out.
Yeah, we just carry junkies through the streets.
Carry them above ground.
Maybe we can just alert the green guard on our way to the boat because we don't have a ton of time.
Leave an anonymous tip.
So the notes made no sense to us on how to make it ourselves. Just curious. No.
We don't want to make anything. We just want unrefined.
It's written in the language of craft alchemy.
Yeah.
If you don't read that language, you're not going to understand it.
Bring back samples of unrefined.
And the people don't need to be carried in the same way necessarily. Like they could be helped. They could walk with Gary's healing, but they, you know, you don't have to carry. They're not dead weight.
Let's just take what we can and take them up top and then just get back to the boat.
Yeah.
Mezia will hit him across with the hilt of her greatsword and knock him out again.
Can I, as we leave, just attempt to push the rat as everyone's cleaning up, see if it moves?
It doesn't.
Okay.
And you grab the people and try to get them out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you pull them up out of there. What do you do with them once they're out of there and you have to get back to the ship?
Dump
their throats.
Dump. Yeah, slit their throats and dump.
Murder
them.
Mm-hmm.
Dump
everybody
them back
roll,
into
everybody
the
roll stealth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave a pile of bodies.
we could
prop them up on like a post.
Yeah. I mean, with a note.
I'll give.
Please take care of this drug addict.
I will put a gnome trail ration in each of their laps because when they wake up, they will be hungry. So I will take 3 of my 5 gnome trail rations.
Hey guys, remember the time when Grant wanted us to get an evil, despicable drug dealer to make some drugs for us?
Thought he could make a refined whip.
I say to Jane, "See, this is why you shouldn't mess with the hard stuff."
It looks really fun. They look like it's all blissful.
Don't do drugs.
No, you're not my father again.
You're not
Although,
my father
unless
again.
You are, I don't even know who he is. You could be him, or all I know.
Okay, you guys get these guys out. And you leave them on the street with some food.
And a note.
And a note that says what?
Please take care of this bear.
Oh, yeah.
It says for Commissioner Gordon on the other
side. Drug addicts, please give a nice home.
Right. And I'm sure that they're fine now. So you guys head back to the docks.
We're heroes.
And you find your skiff waiting for you, luckily. You load in. The guy pushing
Classic
the skiff
Joe.
Doesn't...
Pressure us into leaving and then mocks us for not doing something he pressured us into not doing.
Oh, I'm just saying. They're probably fine now, those drug addicts. And so you load into this little skiff and get sort of beep, 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 taken back to the Six-Winged Drake. The vessel where, just as the sun is kind of starting to go down, you board and you feel like you've done a good job today, done some good, solid work. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Some of you have taken damage. Some of you have used abilities that need rest to recoup. And you go in and rest. Is there anything that you want to do before you rest in particular? Anything you want to talk about in particular? With each other, or are you just exhausted and need to crash?
Our contact isn't there, right?
No, the contact is not there. You should be hearing from her tomorrow. You feel like your mission was successful, and you should hear from her in the morning.
Oh, how long am I sickened for?
You're not sickened as soon as you're out of the water.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. It was three rounds. So you're fine.
Oh, great.
So that night, you go in, you lay down, you have your bunks, and some hammocks. You guys rest peacefully. Nice rocking ship. Sleep fine through the night. Wake up in the morning and expecting some sort of communication. There's no particular communication. And you sort of get up, start to get ready, come out on deck. The sun is shining. Early in the morning, still nothing. You're like, okay, you're waiting. And later in the morning, the captain calls for you and calls you over, and she says, "One of our men was approached by a street urchin. He left them a note and then ran away before they could ask him any more questions. They brought it to us just minutes ago. I haven't opened it, but I believe it is for you." And she hands over a note. It's for the group.
I was just trying to figure out what voice to read this in. Pathfinders.
That's the sound of me slamming my head against my microphone.
Pathfinders, your tactics were certainly unusual, but everything turned out as expected. The shipment is delayed, and the Aspis Consortium is occupied with getting everything back in order. Soon, though, the Consortium will get its act together and come to the warehouse to proceed with the operation. There is no time to lose. The warehouse is at the southern edge of the Bristles, where Gull Street meets the water. I will meet you there. Magali Del Roya.
Wow.
So, you gotta go ASAP.
Right now.
To the warehouse, where this drug shipment is, and where they are coming to pick it up next week.
No!